have to get you a service animal there, too, John. That way you don't have to bend over and pick stuff up. we've been working with Mira on the retrieval. She's getting way better. I still need to do some force training with her. If she doesn't want to pick it up, she's not going to. And I guess I get it. You know, some stuff I wouldn't want to put in my mouth either. But, man, when it comes to, like, little bitty, man, if I had limited manual dexterity, this dog would be perfect for that. Anything, like, the size of a grape or smaller, doesn't matter what it's made out of. She'll pick that up for me. And she won't swallow it. Like, I've had her picking up screws off the floor and little things, just little, anything little. And I tell her to pick it up. She'll pick it up for me. It's great.
Well, Shelby was a bit like that, but then she realized she could do better. So now I'm her service dog. Well, especially Mama. Mama is her service dog. That poor girl. 11 years old has really gotten to that back end, you know. But she was when I was laid up, she was great moral support more than anything else. In the past, oh yeah, 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 that was my partner in crime, you know. And then one day she got a little shy for when I put the microphone in front of her. I couldn't figure out why, you know. For a lot of times, I'd have her say hello on the radio, and, you know, she seemed to like that. Then she got to the point that, don't put the mic in front of me. I think what it was is too many times somebody took a picture. She got shy of the camera, you know, or thinks the camera comes out, but that's another story. Anyway, I got to make a mad dash for the cash. I'm in the parking lot now, and, they said, got to run there, so I'll pass my 73s and run to Tom, so I'll at least listen for the next go-around.